Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump's at his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore allowed the world to take a big step back from potential nuclear catastrophe. North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency referred to the meeting as epic-making, opening the door to what it called a radical switchover in hostile relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action to achieve peace. Ken Gause, director of international affairs at CNA, said Mr. Trump adopted a bold strategy, offering concessions to Pyongyang, giving it confidence and incentive to respond in kind.
Basically stopping the military exercises, not going for complete transparent CVID right off the bat, having a phased process. The idea is to try to lure North Korea into an engagement and a sustained investment into this process, and that will hopefully lead North Korea to start to take measures toward denuclearization.
While the two leaders' joint statement made no mention of human rights, Mr. Trump said he brought it up, a matter that is disappointing but not surprising to Greg Scarlato of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
How can the leader of the free world protect, secure the existence of a regime that is committing crimes against humanity? I think that is an untenable position unless we address human rights.
KCNA indicated both leaders accepted invitations to visit their respective capitals. The International Criminal Court ordered an interim conditional release of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, who has been acquitted of war crimes after spending a decade behind bars. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia reached a historic settlement Tuesday to their decades-old dispute over the name Macedonia, shared by both the former Yugoslav Republic and the northern region of Greece. Pending the outcome of parliamentary approvals in both countries and a Macedonian referendum, the Balkans country will heretofore be called the Republic of North Macedonia. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called it a good deal that covers all requirements ending any claim Macedonia may have on Greek territory. Athens said it will also stop blocking Macedonia's effort to join NATO and the European Union. Italy is helping to transport hundreds of African migrants to a port in Spain after refusing to allow a humanitarian vessel with over 600 people to dock at an Italian port. Frederick Pinard is director of operations for SOS Mediterranean and is aboard the Aquarius.
So eventually, after 24 hours of being in standby in between Malta and Sicily, we received yesterday the instruction to sail to Valencia. And for that, we had to organize the transshipment of part of the rescued people onto two Italian governmental ships.
Tensions over the fate of the migrants erupted when French President Emmanuel Macron criticized the new Italian populist government for refusing to allow the Aquarius to dock in Italian ports. In Yemen, pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates began an assault on the Houthi rebel-held Red Sea port city of Hodeida. It's expected to be the biggest battle of the three-year conflict, a move the UN had fervently tried to prevent, warning it will only exacerbate the country's humanitarian crisis. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government defused a challenge in Parliament Tuesday over plans to leave the European Union next year, a process known as Brexit.
The ayes to the right, 324. The noes to the left, 298.
However, to get the vote, Ms. May had to concede to discussing changes, giving lawmakers some say if she fails to secure a Brexit deal with the European Union. 10 suspected jihadists were killed in central Mali Tuesday after clashes with the military in the Mopti region. Troops were said to have recovered weapons, explosive devices, and other war materials. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices ended higher in Tuesday trading, following a court approval that allowed AT&T to buy Time Warner. The Dow Jones Index fell slightly. U.S. consumer inflation rose modestly in May as gas prices increased slowly. Meanwhile, U.S. central bank policymakers are meeting in Washington and are expected Wednesday to announce another slight hike in a key interest rate known as the federal funds rate. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.